Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Some great vibes is all you need on a beautiful Wednesday. Hope and pray that your heart is happy today. As we mentioned earlier on, we're going to be having very insightful conversations on the show today. So we have four interviews to get through on today's show only. But you don't want to miss any of the conversations that we're actually going to be having. Right now, I'm actually going to be having a conversation with Nesta De Jong. You got to say it right. Now, he's the head of SME banking at First National Bank. Nesta, how are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here so early in the morning, looking all... You look good for 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's part of the job.
Part of the job, right? Yes. So, De Jong, I'm pronouncing that right, hey? Why you gotta stress me with your name so early in the morning? Honestly, every time that I see the name, I'm just like, I have to say it right all the time. How's the week been for you so far?
Quite a busy week.
Okay. Yes. How so? What are you working on?
Empowering SMEs.
Empowering
what I'm
SMEs.
Passionate about.
Yeah. Yes. I saw you in action. I was even saying this to Kirsty Watermeyer on Monday, that I saw you in action at the business summit, and I was like, I have not seen anyone that passionate about the financial sector in a very, very long time. Yeah. And also, I did just enjoy the jabs that you were taking at your competitor. Anyway, conversation for another day.
No,
so something exciting is happening starting on the 2nd of September 2025, right, in Swakopmund. Now, in case you missed the conversation that we had on Monday with Kirsty and Cecilia, this is pertaining to all things just financial inclusion, man, at the AFI Global Policy Forum. How excited are you for this conference?
I am completely excited.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
Completely. The key takeaways from it is that we need financial inclusion.
Mm.
We need to advocate for that.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
need to learn globally.
Mm.
So those are the conversations that I'm looking forward to make an impact.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And I think maybe it just comes to my next question. What are the most impactful takeaways do you think, apart from what you just mentioned, that SME banking takeaways for SME banking from this year's policy forum? Because the first time ever in Namibia, have you ever attended any of the other ones that were outside the country? Is this also going to be your first experience?
This would be my first experience,
okay.
But I'm well aware of the conference.
Mm.
Yes, I'm well aware of the conference.
Yeah,
I'll personally
yeah.
also be a speaker there.
Yes,
so
yes,
I'm
yes.
extremely excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the key fundamental thing for me is that this conference would reach out the message that digitalization levels a playing field between what SMEs does and bigger business. It gives them that competitive advantage.
Mm. So as like, you know, with your department, for example, what is the one thing that you're going to keep emphasizing on? Because you say that you're one of the speakers. What is the one thing that you are specifically going to be focused on? So that for me, when I'm also just intrigued and I want to attend and I get a ticket, I look forward to that in your presentation.
No, wonderful. There's one product that I'm extremely passionate about, proud about, that FNB has delivered, which is a Cash Plus.
Mm.
So to contextualize Cash Plus for this community
please.
Banking.
Mm. The first time I saw it, I was like, is that really from FNB? What did you do?
No,
but
definitely.
Tell us about Cash Plus, yeah.
So to tell you a story, brief story, imagine now in
Corrigas,
there's no FNB branch.
Yes.
But that business or that person in Corrigas can go to a retailer there, Stop and Shop, whatever the retailer's name is.
They can
do all transactions that you could have gotten in a traditional bank.
Mm-hmm.
At that agent. But bringing it back home, look at Mkurengava, the nearest branch is Katatura.
Yes.
But there's a lot of Cash Plus agents.
ShopRite, right?
Yes.
Mm.
But there's a lot of blockchain. So look at the distance. So there's a lot of Cash Plus agents. While you're buying your groceries, you can deposit money or you can withdraw the money.
Mm.
So the impact that has towards the community is phenomenal.
Mm.
You don't waste time having to drive to a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Saves you cost also.
Yes.
And it simplifies banking for you.
Mm.
Yes.
So obviously you're on the ground with the team because I know that you're very hands-on. And I'm also saying that because I've heard from your team as well that Nesta is a hands-on boss. Hey, what are some of the great testimonies that you've heard from your agents pertaining to all things Cash Plus?
Okay, so one of them that are really close to my heart is Samson. He's in Nkurengava. So the story about him, the long and the short, he used to work at FNB Cafeteria. as a waiter.
Okay.
Then we launched Cash Plus. So he took up this towards his printing shop, and later on it evolved to towards a whole cooker shop that he set up.
Yeah, yeah.
But the volumes that he's channeling through his Cash Plus is phenomenal. His community in Nkorengava just believe that you have to go to Samson because he's an agent banking.
Yeah.
So that's the impact that I've seen. And also personally for him, because we don't need to take this away, that he's getting a commission. And because of this Cash Plus agency, he's getting volumes towards his business. A lot of people are going there. So to me, that's impactful.
Yes. And also, how does someone actually sign up to be an agent?
So
I'm just curious right now. It just came to mind. Yeah.
No, good question. No, definitely. So we are out there. You know, we are reaching out to a lot of businesses out there, offering the solution towards them. But alternatively, they're also much happy to call us directly. 061-299-2222 That's the SME hub number, and we assist them. Then basically, we send out the agent. They go and set you up. Quick fix, simple. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. How, when you say quick fix, how long does that take? Like 5 minutes?
Not necessarily 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm but just being silly.
Yeah, so the moment we get the request, we drive it with urgency, because now we have more than 300 registered agents here. And the volumes that are transacting through this agency is above a billion. Yeah, so it's a phenomenal contribution towards the community, and it simplifies banking. Because I keep on preaching, we need to move away from conventional thinking. If we want to make Namibia global competitive, Namibia, we need to think of digital channels. We need to think of financial inclusion, and that's why I welcome this conference of the Bank of Namibia.
So I maybe that begs my next question also. What role does digital transformation play in FNB's SME banking strategy, and how will that be reflected at the forum itself?
So for me, I believe in digital banking. It's our biggest competitive advantage as FNB. And we are going to use that to level the playing field and to make SMEs more impactful.
Yeah.
Because strategically, I want to be an enabler towards SMEs. How do I do that? I take my platform and I integrate all solutions as an enabler towards SMEs. For instance, open up your app. You go on there, you get training material. Now I'm going to revolutionize it, because we realize people don't really want to read. So I'm going to have some video short brief videos in terms of different challenges on the app then also. And our app is for free. So we believe in financial inclusion. We have other products like Speedy, size of a cell phone. Easy to set up. People can swipe. You know, we are seeing there's a lot of traffic increasing of tourism. So nowadays, you know, you don't need to take cash. People can swipe. And the beauty about it, we made swipe fee zero, the first of its kind in the banking sector.
What?
Yes.
When was this implemented though?
Effectively the 1st of July this financial year, you don't need to pay swiping fees. Yes,
y'all are doing the most.
No, definitely, we love our clients,
you know. So Nesh, also tell us, how is FNB contributing to advancing financial inclusion for the underserviced SMEs, especially women and youth owned businesses?
I love that question.
When it comes to women first, for my queens.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I love that. When it comes to women, we are the first bank to have launched a woman product called Her Banking.
Her Banking.
Yes. It focuses primarily just to empower female entrepreneurs.
It was launched a few months ago, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it was launched a few months ago.
So
what it does is, there's a lot of products. It starts with credit, you know. We have a whole team in my department set up just female SME bankers that focuses on servicing female entrepreneurs. Because they say no person understands a woman better than a woman themselves.
True.
Yes. So, but the focus is there on women empowerment. We want to give you an extra push. We appreciate you, as also to say that FNB appreciates the female entrepreneurs out there, and we see the challenges, but now we are going to assist you to walk that journey to start, grow and run your business.
So youth-owned businesses, any other products that we can probably look into?
So there's the youth-owned businesses. What is currently being there? We are close to the policy makers. There's a youth fund that has recently been launched.
We're
close to the development bank to see then how can we assist them, you know, to execute on this, so that also if the SMEs come to take up this loan, it will be beneficial. It will scale their business, not just for personal use. So we're close to the development bank, has a close relationship whereby we engage a lot.
Yeah.
Ministry of Youth, a lot of the forums we attend together, we also from a banking perspective provide support towards them. Just a few weeks ago, we were at Ministry of Works and Transport.
Yeah.
We went to basically go and share knowledge from a banking perspective. Because remember, what's fundamental in an SME is that money is the bloodline of a business.
That's
and if
true.
You don't manage that $1 correct, your business will never scale.
Mm.
And there's where we, from a banking perspective, comes in and shares knowledge, not just focus on providing you banking solution. We go beyond that.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
value contribution is also sharing knowledge. How do you scale your business? What's the key fundamental learnings from a credit perspective, financial literacy perspective, and financial inclusion?
Shoo. Yes. Someone said, I saw this on TikTok randomly, that if you don't know how to manage your finances in your personal life, you will not be able to manage it when it comes to your business. So that's where F&B comes in, where you can just have a conversation with Nishta and his team, and they can just mentor you as to how to manage your business, the financing that you actually get from them, and so forth. Am I correct?
Yes, 100%.
Right, Nishta? So the forum is happening on the 2nd of September, right? So that's a couple of weeks out. So to anyone who's listening right now, why should I invest in actually being a part of this, this IFI Global Policy Forum?
So what's quite key and fundamental for me is, and I believe in storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and you do it so well.
Yes. So what we are going to do from an F&B's perspective, you
know,
firstly from Bank of Namibia,
their
focus on the economy, there's a significant focus on SMEs growth, scaling SMEs, because that will create jobs that we're struggling with now. It will eradicate poverty, you know. That's a fundamental role they would want to play. From our perspective, we want to go and tell stories in terms of, you know, how does your business go from a cooker shop to a restaurant, and that it's possible through storytelling. It's possible through the enablement solutions we provide you from a digital perspective, the Cash Plus that I've mentioned also to you, but there's a lot of support out there. So we want to package it together for you in one story. So if you leave that conference that day, you will know that firstly, it's possible, because entrepreneurship is not for the faint-hearted.
Sure.
I've lost my hair at a young age because I'm an entrepreneur myself, and that's why I'm passionate about it. But ultimately, you know, we need to support each other, and that's where F&B is big about. You know, we have realized, you know, we can't just offer SMEs banking solutions and then full stop, that's it.
That's
it,
yeah.
We need
yeah.
to go deeper, and that's why I'm big on ecosystem collaboration with the Bank of Namibia. That's why we're sponsoring this event. A lot of other entities that are doing a brilliant work, we are saying, look, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's combine synergies and make it more impactful.
And
that's what I appreciate about this conference.
Okay, so that's happening from the 2nd of September to the 5th of September in Swakopmund, in case you missed it. Now, F&B, there's a lot for you to learn, and you need to make sure that you invest to just be a part of this conversation, to be in that room. A lot of the times, we want to upskill, we want to elevate ourselves, but we also don't want to put in the investment, so to say, right? So this is going to be hosted by the Bank of Namibia in partnership with the AFI. That is a summit that will see round about over 700 policymakers, to my understanding, right? So financial regulators and experts from around the world for the first time ever in Namibia to discuss critical topics related to financial inclusion. Nishta, the head of SME banking at First National Bank, thank you so much for your time. The most important question that I'll ask you this morning is, do pineapples actually belong on pizza or not? This is very serious.
I'm not a pizza lover.
You're not a pizza lover. Oh, you lost me at that. Nishta, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.
And all the best
me.
With obviously heading your department and obviously the conference itself.
No, thank you. And thank you to the listeners.
Yeah.
Let's make Namibia great.
Come
so
on.
I can say thank you.
With F&B.
With F&B.
Say it right. Yes. This full conversation will be up on our website as well. It is freshfm.com.na. Be sure to also just browse through on the website to see other conversations that we've had pertaining to this conference that was on Monday with Kirsty Waterman and Cecilia Nekwaya Okafor as well.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.